Anchor Retirement Properties and Care Homes on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Last Saturday, the 1st of October, was International Older Persons Day, and it's something that is celebrated all over the country to bring together different generations and celebrate things that older people bring to the community. One of the companies taking huge pride in celebrating this is Anchor Care Homes and Retirement Properties. So I have come along just outside of Keighley to Cross Hills to Townend Close, which is an Anchor both care home and it's also got flats as well with it. So it's a whole combination of different people that live here, work here. And there's been a bit of a party going on today.
Hello, I'm Rachel. I work on the Anchor marketing team.
Hi there, I'm David Wood. I'm the community partnership manager.
Hi, I'm Claire Ellison. I'm the scheme manager at Townend Close.
There has been a lot of action going on this morning. Tell us what's been happening.
We've done a big coffee morning for Macmillan and we've organised it with the International Older People's Day.
So International Older Persons Day, that's a day that is celebrated the 1st of October and we're going to talk about that very shortly, but you've combined that as well with Macmillan, raffles, quizzes, school choirs. It's like you couldn't fit anything else in one morning.
Well, we'd try if we could.
And what sort of response does it seem to have? How do people get involved and what are they like when they're at a party like this?
Yeah, all the families get involved. They do all the baking, they bring all the prizes for the raffles, the tombolas, and then they buy it all back and win all the prizes back.
That's a win-win situation. Yeah. And you have a link with a school and they've been here singing for you. Tell me about that.
Yes, it's Glusband School just up the road. They have really good links with them. They've brought the choir today to sing for us.
And do you see anyone singing along?
Yes, everyone.
Now, David, you work with Anchor in a variety of different places, but Townend Close is quite unique in the way that it has two separate sections. Tell me about those and how they work together.
Yeah, it's quite an unusual setup here that we have a housing scheme that's attached to a care home. But that just means we've got a really strong link between the two. So we've got our residents within our care and our tenants within our housing scheme that are mixing together for events and activities, and that works really well. It's something that we encourage across the whole of Anchor, our customers mixing together with activities and events, but here, because they're on each other's doorstep, it just works so easily. The tenants here who are a bit younger mixing with the older customers within care.
In the autumn leaves start falling, it's not long till winter's calling.
But I'll go to Rachel, and we have been talking about International Older Persons Day. What is that and why is it something that you guys are celebrating?
So International Older Persons Day is something that was set up by the UN. It's held on the 1st of October every year and it's to try and relieve prejudice about older people, the way older people are treated. It's to make it more positive, to show what they can do, what they enjoy doing. The residents are so rich across the estate in their backgrounds, the jobs that they've held, and I think sometimes people are sort of seen as old, whereas they've got so much to give.
I think it's important as well, the contribution that older people make to our communities. So that might be through volunteering. We have a big volunteering programme at Anchor where a lot of older people who've retired and have some time on their hands are helping out in our housing schemes, in our care homes. And that's just companionship, or it might just be going into the homes, visiting people, might just be reading them the daily newspaper and just creating those links with them. But there's also a huge amount of older people who are caring for loved ones in the community and are a huge resource out there. I think it's just looking at, you know, what we can do to support those people in the community who are looking after loved ones, bringing them in to coffee mornings like this and letting them know that they're not alone out there and that they can join in with things that are going on here.
Well, Rachel, David and Claire, thank you very much for talking to us. I think we should probably go and find some of those people and have a chat. So I have found two beautiful looking ladies to talk to me. Do each of you want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Alex and I've lived here 5 years in November.
And I'm Mary, I've lived here for 3 months now.
And you've been up to all kinds of things this morning.
Yeah.
What have you been doing and How have you been enjoying it?
I've been spending my money.
On a very worthy cause,
yes, to Macmillan.
Buying coffee and cake?
Coffee and cake and raffle tickets.
Did you win in the raffle?
Did I win it raffled? Yeah, I did.
I've just been helping out with the children, really, making sure that they've all got the drinks and sweets for after, that we had an amazing time. The local school choir from Glusburn came and they sang for us, and it was absolutely wonderful.
And is it? Do you enjoy having big groups of kids in?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The more
yeah.
the merrier.
Yeah.
We need an extension.
It's nice at Christmas when they come and the children from... Is it Glusburn School? Yeah, yeah. Glusburn School, come, it's lovely.
And what's it been like? So you've been here a lot longer. How's the past few years been?
Oh, I've loved every minute of it. From the first night I fell asleep in my bed and I thought, yes, I'm here, I'm home, and I've always felt the same. I'm home.
Why do you think you felt like that? What was it that made it feel home?
Well, it's nice, because if you want to mix, you can come into the communal room and you can have a natter, like we have a natter. There's a few of us get together in an afternoon and we have a natter and we make coffee and tea. Oh, we have music. Yeah, there's some residents that play music on a Thursday once a fortnight. Yeah.
And you haven't been here quite as long, but how's settling in been, and what do you feel like?
Well, we've got an amazing manager called Claire, who's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, she
does above and beyond what most people do as a manager. She's brilliant.
She's getting teary over there.
And Sharon's good as
and
well.
Sharon, yes. Good old Sharon.
So for people who want to find out a little bit more, either specifically about Tarning Close, just outside of Keighley and Crosshills, or any of the anchor places across the country, how do they get involved and find out more?
Yeah, anybody looking for any more information on anchor services can visit our website at anchor.org.uk. There they can find out information about our locations and also the contact information to call their local schemes directly to find out a bit more about upcoming events.
Anchor Retirement Properties and Care Homes on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.